You've tuned in to Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. If you've tuned in on Friday between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Time, she's available to answer your specific question live on the broadcast. To speak with Mona, please unblock your phone number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Mona does her best to visit with as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Since 2002, she holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is considered one of the best intuitive tarot consultants in the United States. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with your personal intuitive, Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and happy Friday, and welcome all of you to the program. I moved the program to Fridays at 9 a.m., and people have been shifting over to remember the broadcast that goes today at 9 a.m. as opposed to Sundays. But I will be doing a live broadcast of Psychic View on New Year's Eve, beginning at 9 a.m. on Monday, the 31st, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. And that is when you get to ask the question, what are my highlights for 2019? Now, we have just a couple of days till this year is over. And what I highly suggest that you do in these next couple of days is purge out of your living space anything that doesn't fit, look good on you, broken, any plants that aren't thriving, any half-drunk things out of your refrigerator, anything that you're not using or is working against you energy-wise. So any pictures of people that you used to date that you don't date anymore, go put those in a box or a closet somewhere. But it's time for you to actually shift the energy that's in your living space to be way more open and allow the energy of spirit to fill your house. Now, I wrote 9-Day Energy Reset. It is the perfect ritual to start on January 1st. 9dayer.com. Go to that, you download it, or you order it online either way. It's going to cost you what it would cost for a pumpkin spice latte at Starbucks. Do the ritual for 9 days. Everything shifts. You start it on the 1st, you do the ritual for 9 days, everything shifts for you. So every now and then, I allow someone to be a special caller on the program, and I am going to go to area code 702 right now. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Tracy.
Hello. Oh, hi, Tracy. What's your question for me today?
Oh, hi, Mona. I just wanted to know if the man that I'm in love with is the one, if we're going to end up together, or if he's just kind of not sure about me.
All right, let's look. So, okay, so here's the thing with this man is that, okay, so I'm going to get very stereotypical with you right now. Men don't usually ask the question, is she the one? Men don't usually ask that question. Women ask that question. And the reason that women ask that question is because frequently we've been cultured that there's one soulmate. We've been cultured.
Right.
I mean, just look at freaking Cinderella. Look at Snow White.
Right.
Look at some of the fairy tales that we grew up on, okay?
Yeah.
The better question to ask yourself, is this the person that I can consider my companion of choice? Now, that is, that's a phrase that I coined years ago, companion of choice, because you get to a certain age and boyfriend or girlfriend just doesn't quite cut it, all right?
Right.
Is this the person that you can spend all day on Sunday in your jammies? Is this the person that you can take to a restaurant with a buy one, get one free coupon? Is this the person that you want to go see that new release movie at midnight with? All right. That's how a guy looks in my opinion. That's how a guy looks at a potential partner. Will she fit into my lifestyle? And do I like her? And is she not a whack job? And does she have something to do on her own? I mean, all of these things, in my opinion, are what go through guys' minds when they're mm-hmm. considering someone, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what your cards are saying is that, and this is going to sound funny, Tracy, what your cards mm-hmm. are saying is that what it says that once you get to know him, you might not want him.
Wow, that so makes sense. I've known him for 40. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay, so all I'm trying to tell you is that I think what's gone on here is that you've had a fantasy about this man for a lot of years. And really getting to know him, you find out he's not that fantasy.
Okay.
Now, I have no problem if you decide to be this person's best friend. As a matter of fact, I'm all mm-hmm. about you being this person's best friend, especially mm-hmm. if there's a buy one, get one free coupon at a nice restaurant involved. Because mm-hmm. What I'm trying to tell you here is that if you can actually have a good time and feel most like yourself around anyone, they actually have a better mm-hmm. chance of being your quote-quote soulmate than anybody mm-hmm. else. And that's how mm-hmm. you know. That's how you know. And so what I'm getting with you, Tracy, is that you deserve to be mm-hmm. really happy. And the way to be happy has nothing to do with a fantasy.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
And I will tell you that there is someone that I actually see as a better choice for you coming through something mm-hmm. you do to improve yourself at work some way. So I don't know if it's you launching a business or if you're going to get a consult from someone who knows more than you connected with business, but that's how mm-hmm. I think you meet him. So All right, gal pal, thanks for the call.
I'm sorry.
See you later. I said I have to let you go.
So much.
See you later.
Okay,
bye.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye.
All right, so I've got somebody here from, let me see, the 201 area code.
Yes,
hello, 201. Who's this?
Adam, how are you doing?
Oh, hi, Adam. What's your question?
My question is, do you see in my future any health problems that I need to be concerned with, and what type of health problems, if there's any?
Okay, so I'm not a physician. I'm not an intuitive medical practitioner. I'm going to tell you what the cards want to tell you, all right?
Gotcha.
So here's the funny thing. I'm looking at your cards right now, and it says that you're using the excuse of health to limit you falling in love with life,
uh-huh.
which is the weirdest thing I could say to you. You have a card here that talks about you are so powerful, Adam. When you set your mind to what you really truly want, everything starts to happen for you. And the funny thing is that you've been able to conquer mountains for other people. And what I'm trying to tell you is to start conquering those mountains for yourself. Because what you got, your cards are talking about falling in love with your life in 2019. Right. And there's a card that's representing you that says you're a genius when you focus on one thing at a time. So the funny thing is that I actually think that you're going to discover how powerful your mind is connected with your health. And that once you actually turn that key, what happens is that you end up kind of pulling yourself out of a trapped or old situation as a result of it. So it's literally saying that I want you to try 4 new things in 2019 that you've never done before.
Gotcha.
I don't know what the music is. So all I'm trying to tell you is that it's saying that the way to vibrant health for you is to try things you've never done before that contribute to your health. And of course, there's the logical stuff. Watch the carbs, watch the sugar, make sure you're drinking lots of water. All of those things are normal. As a matter of fact, you might even look online for something called the Japanese water cure.
Oh, wow.
Because I'm just saying a lot of people's problems have to do with their body being more acidic than alkaline. So that would be something I would check into. But I'm not getting any big red flags about your health at all, Adam.
Great. Great. Thank you.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the 614 area code. Hello, 646 area code. Hello, 646. Who's this?
Hey, Mona. Hi. Are you pulling cards for the new year?
So who's this?
Helena.
Oh, hi, Helena. Yes, you didn't hear the opening of the program. So
I didn't. I got in a little late.
Okay, that's fine. On December 31st, between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m., I'm going to be doing that. So do you have a specific question today?
I don't.
Okay, then I'll talk to you on New Year's Day or New Year's Eve.
Swell. Thanks much.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 614 area code. Hello, 614. Who's this?
Tamika.
Hi, Tamika. What's your question?
I've had a lot of bad luck lately, or at least it seems like it. And I don't know. I'm on like my third car now within 2 months.
Oh, man.
And I guess, I don't know. My question is life going to give me a break, or do I have to wait until after New Year to ask that question, or what?
Okay, so here's the thing. This, Tamika, that says there are people around you that can help you as soon as you're honest with them about what's going on with you. That instead of putting on the big, brave face that everything's okay, you actually need to tell a few people that things aren't so okay.
Hmm.
You need to, I would actually, here's what I would do if I were you, is I would call my network, and I would say to them, hey, it's me, Tamika. I just want to let you know that I'm kind of having a difficult time. I'm on my third car. It keeps breaking down. And I'm kind of looking for ideas. Do you have any ideas for me? And what you might find is somebody that says, well, crap, I've got an extra car I'm not using. You want to use our car?
I don't know who that would be because I don't really have a lot of resources like that, though.
Okay, all I'm trying to tell you is it's time for you to connect in because what it's saying here is that the universe has set this up for you to feel at this point so that you connect to people that can help you. So as an intuitive reader and looking at your cards, it says here that you do an absolutely fabulous job of isolating yourself. You do a great job at that, and I don't want you to be so good at that in 2019, but it starts now. So you have to break the habit of isolating yourself, and instead of assuming that people don't want to be around you, I want you instead to embrace people can't wait to be around you. Because I'm looking at your cards here. You have the happiest card in the entire deck that you can get in a reading, and in traditional tarot, it's called the Sun. You have that as a conclusion. What it's saying is that you just tell people honestly what's going on with you. You might even reach out to people you haven't talked to in a while. So you could even ask this question, if you were me, what would you do? Now, if I were you, I would take that car back to whoever you bought it and said, you sold me a lemon. Again. And you let them fix it for you. I just say, I'm not going to suffer with the fact that you told me that this car and you fill in the blanks of why this car was supposed to be better. But all I'm telling you here is that your biggest goal to actually get what you want is stop isolating yourself away from people because angels work through people and that's the only way you tap into them. So, all right, gal pal, thanks for the call. See you later. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 419 area code. Hello, 419. Oh. Who's this?
Arlene Hood.
Okay, I can't hear you. So what is your first name?
Okay, I'm sorry. Arlene.
Arlene. Okay, what's your question for me today?
Will I have financial security and stability soon?
Okay, so if I, now Arlene, if I had gotten a hold of you right out of high school, I would have told you to go into nursing. And the reason I would have told you to go into nursing is because you have this way of handling emergency situations very, very well. And you go into this amazing vibration where it's all about being right in the moment, okay? What you've been doing up until now, and I want you to say it this way to yourself, what you've been doing up until now is being too much of a giver and doing it the hard way, okay? So I would highly recommend that you actually spend $4.99 and download 9-Day Energy Reset and do that ritual starting on the 1st. Because what it's saying here is that it's not about you trying so hard. It's about allowing the blessings of the universe to come to you. It's a whole different shift. And what it's saying here is that you're finally ready to not be in pain.
Okay.
So there's Eckhart Tolle has a quote that I occasionally throw out here, which is, do nothing to cause yourself pain. If it causes you pain or has the potential to cause you pain, don't frickin' do it. All right?
Okay.
Because you deserve better than that.
Okay.
All right, my friend.
Wow.
Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay,
thanks.
Bye.
All
right, I've got somebody here from the 702 area code. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Hi, Mona.
Hello. Yes, who's this?
Hello. Hi, Mona. This is LaToya.
Hi,
so
LaToya. What's your question?
So I recently submitted a lot of my poems to some places to get publication, as well as some contests that is actually, it should be sometime next year where they will announce the winners. And I just wanted to know, you know, what vibration do you get from that, what I'm, you know, trying to do?
Okay, so it's saying, this is really interesting. So let me just repeat your question. You've submitted some things as a publication, or you've published a book?
Yes.
Okay,
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but they're poems and they're individual.
Oh, okay. So here's the thing. I want you to start tweeting your poems to art-related things. Do you have a Twitter account?
I do. But I can get back into that.
Okay. I want you to tag me at the Mystic Mona on Twitter. And I'll share it with people. Okay, here's the thing.
Awesome.
What it's saying is that, and I have to tell you, this is the thing that I'm getting, is one of your poems could actually be a screenplay for a short film. That it's, do you remember, you know, Shakespeare, most of the writings of Shakespeare were poetry, right? And then those ended up becoming, they ended up becoming plays. What I'm actually telling you to do is choose your best poem and turn it into a short film for like the Sundance Film Festival.
Okay, I can definitely do that.
Since you're in Vegas, you can probably get kids from UNLV that are in the film school to be the director and actor and actresses in your film. And you could probably get that for very inexpensive, just for film credit. Okay?
Okay.
So all I'm trying to tell you here is that this is you taking action and getting it out there. So it's not you just floating out one little thread and thinking it might, hook into something. It's about you throwing out lots of threads. All right, gal pal, thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 305 area code. Hello, 305.
Hi, Mona.
Who's this?
Eileen. Eileen.
Hi, Eileen. What's your question?
Hi. My question is, I sent out some past history of me teaching on cruise ships down in Europe in the South Pacific with itineraries and my offerings and what I've got paid and what I didn't get paid, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I talked to a guy on the internet who deals with all kinds of cruise ships, and he said he would send it out. So I was wondering if you see somebody grabbing me and saying, yes, we want you to come this year, maybe after the springtime.
Okay. Here's the funny thing, is that I don't think that the guy that you sent that to is going to do very much for you. I think what's going to happen is, instead of you kind of going through an agent, and in a weird way he's acting like an agent, I instead want you to reach out to the cruise ships directly and ask who the director of entertainment or the director of programs is on at each individual ship.
Okay.
Because what I'm getting here is that he kind of talked a good game with you, but I don't think he's going to do much for you.
Okay.
So it's not a bad thing. I actually think that in sort of an interesting way, you're learning as you go along. So there's no bad lessons here. It's just that it's saying that people, if it's going to be your energy and your mojo that's going to be presented, then what happens is that you're going to have to present it. You can't trust somebody else to do it for you.
Yeah, I did it for 5 years, and I've been on about 20 cruises, RCCL.
Perfect.
Oceania, Holland America, et cetera, and they all came to me.
Right.
So now I need to, yeah, and I even wrote back to the lady in charge of NCL, but she didn't respond to me.
Right. Okay, so
because she knew,
yeah, here's my point, is that instead of you reaching out like I used to do this, and I was, and they all used to come to me, setting up sort of like a press release where you say I'm back and available.
I see.
I am now available again for cruise ships. I've done my
whatever it is.
And still
show my resume. And still show my resume so they could see.
Exactly. Yes, I'm back and available for the programs on your ships. But what I would do is I would call up Princess Cruises. I would call up Carnival. I would call up Holland America. I would call up all of them and find out who the program director is for the ships for when they set this up. And that's who you want to connect with, because what it's saying is that you're going to be pretty busy in 2019.
Well, in other ways as well, with commissions, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, it just says that you're going to be very busy in 2019.
Well, I know,
so,
but that could mean a lot of
kind
things.
It's not unhappy busy, it's happy busy. So,
Yeah.
Yeah, I would start with that.
2018 changed my whole direction, yeah, because I put out a major prayer and then God just flooded me with opportunities.
Awesome. And you know what? That's what it boils down to, Eileen. You just said it right there. I couldn't have said it better myself.
Thank you.
All right, gal pal, thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you, Mona.
Okay,
bye. Thanks.
You're welcome. Bye.
The Dice Wisdom App is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom App will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here. What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through.
You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Great thinkers have initiated inspiration. This guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com. Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
Thank you for tuning into Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. Mona records this broadcast live each Friday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The phone number for the live recording of Psychic View is 347-850-1494. Questions answered by Mona on the program are not a substitute for professional, medical, legal, financial, psychological, or marital advice. Psychic View is intended for your entertainment and consideration. Follow Psychic View or The Mystic Mona on Twitter for special program announcements. If you missed asking a question today, you may download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, and ask as many questions as you like directly on your phone. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. To schedule a session with Mona, please call 702-233-4790. That's 702-233-4790. Or visit her website at www.mona.vegas. Be sure to mention the Psychic View radio program for priority scheduling. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.